It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. In Long Island City, Queens, there's a five-story warehouse where graffiti is legal. It's called Five Points. And for years, the building's owner has allowed graffiti artists to spray paint most of the facade. But as the artists at Five Points prepare to begin its 10th season next month, there's renewed concern that the building might not be around much longer. The owner recently proposed tearing it down to bring new high-rises and retail space to Long Island City. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli has this report on what the closure of Five Points could mean for graffiti artists and a neighborhood in transition.
Many people catch their first glimpse of Five Points from the elevated number 7 train near the Courthouse Square station. There's the mural with the grinning Cheshire Cat and the hookah-smoking caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland, the scheming Joker from Batman, and the zombie wall where the undead, with arms outstretched, seem to lurch right out of the concrete. Jonathan Cohen, better known as Mears, has been curating the space since 2002. His vision is to one day create a graffiti museum. On most days, he's out at Five Points explaining graffiti to people passing by.
Every piece is somebody's mood, and they're telling you a story. The colors that they use, the flow of the lettering that they do.
Many of the artists who have painted at Five Points say it's a safe and legal way to do their work, as opposed to those who tag subway tunnels, bridges, and other off-limits spaces. Brad Smith, who's known as Bisco, painted the zombie wall for hours with some fellow artists. He calls Five Points his oasis.
I've definitely been in trouble in my life with painting, you know, and this is like a nice place to just peacefully paint and express your art.
Over the years, Five Points has become a global attraction. Artists from all over the world come to visit and to paint. Photographers and filmmakers use it for an urban backdrop for everything from high fashion magazine shoots to underground and mainstream music videos and documentaries. Locals also stop by to admire the work. Tom Evans, who's lived in Long Island City for nearly 60 years, is one of them. But he also understands why not everyone's a fan.
Graffiti artists in general, if I find them, I'd like to, you know, kneecap them because they're messing up somebody else's property. But this is done with permission.
To get permission to create a piece at Five Points, artists submit a sample of their work to Mears. Under a long-standing agreement with the building's owner, Jerry Walkoff of G&M Realty, they can paint whatever they want, as long as there's no pornography, explicit language, or inflammatory politics. But in March, Walkoff proposed raising the warehouse and constructing two residential towers plus retail space. His son David says the development would include a gym, a pool, a billiards room, and hopefully other amenities that the neighborhood is lacking, like a supermarket.
We appreciate the art that's there, but there's a bigger issue. There's the issue of what Long Island City needs. What we believe Long Island City needs, which is an exciting area.
Walkoff says they may also include loft space for artists and construct a wall in the back of the development so graffiti artists can continue to paint. Even though it could take years for the project to be completed, the news has prompted a global outpouring of support for Five Points, including an independent petition to save it. Eric Felisbret co-authored the book Graffiti New York. He says Five Points, in its current state, acts as a bridge between the more formal art world and the street roots of graffiti.
It's an art form that evolved outdoors to be viewed outdoors. The environment was always really important, in a really important aspect of the art form, like sights, sounds, architecture. I mean, even the weather all added to the experience.
But the condition of the building is a problem. It's received dozens of violations from the city, many for maintenance issues dating back to 1996. The buildings department says most of them have been resolved, except for a few administrative issues, and that no new complaints have been filed in more than a year. The chairman of the local community board, Joe Conley, says any new development in Long Island City should include space for artists, like studios and display areas. But he says this warehouse is in pretty tough shape.
I can't see that the community would lose anything with that building. It's an outdated building. It's from a bygone era. And it's certainly not the efficient use of space.
Artists at Five Points know Long Island City is ripe for development. It's right under the 7 train, across the street from PS1 Contemporary Arts Center, and just a few blocks from the rapidly rising waterfront. Bisco Smith, the zombie wall artist, says he understands that progress is inevitable, especially in New York City. But he says he'd like to think Five Points can be turned into something other than condos, which are popping up all over the neighborhood.
Why not make it something that continues to push the art forward? There's money in that. You just got to see the money. You know what I mean? I think this developer mindset in New York is killing New York.
The artists at Five Points have always known their stay in Long Island City could be temporary, much like graffiti itself. For now, they're focused, as they are every season, with putting on their best show yet. They're bringing in international artists, DJs, and musicians, and curating events to draw people in to see the art on the walls. They also hope somewhere and someday there might be a more permanent space to showcase graffiti as an art form. For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.